Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Good morning, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles here, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Hey, I want to welcome you out to the Chris Miles Money Show today. Just another great week to be here with you, to be able to serve you, to be able to offer value, and just another great week to be alive. I'll tell you, I just got done with our second and final Monetize Your Divine Genius event this last weekend. And oh my goodness, it wasn't what I expected, but I'll tell you this, the people that were there, it just transformed them. I just love watching this. I love when people not just transform from a motivational standpoint, but really, like, from their heart, know how to change, you know, and start to shift that towards that direction. Very, you know, for some people, it's a very emotional weekend and massive breakthroughs and just seeing people to be able to open up to their divine genius and be able to know how to actually act on it and make money with it as well. That was just so rewarding to be a part of. And that's the second one I've done this year, the second and final one we've done. Plus, I mean, a few weeks ago, we did our Wealth Empowerment Intensive as well. The next one doesn't come up until April 28th and 29th, or 29th and 30th, sorry. And so I got a little bit of a break and it feels good, but man, I've seen some amazing things happening in my business and I appreciate all you. I appreciate those of you that when I see you face to face, thank me for doing these podcasts. That means the world to me. I actually had that happen again this weekend and someone said they just adored, you know, the podcast, loved them. And that means a lot because it means that I'm not just talking to myself. It means there's a few of you out there, which I love. In fact, we're just about to come up on episode 100. So congratulations. Thanks for hanging in there with me. Thank you for referring people to this because I really want to make a massive impact in people's lives and you're making that possible. So thank you. Thank you so much. And you know, and thank you for being a part of my life. As I've gone through some major life transitions, you know, I've gone through a lot of things, especially last year and now moving into this year, I've hit some massive highs that I've never kind of experienced before or haven't experienced for a long time. And it feels so good. Oh, I'll tell you, it feels so good to see things getting accomplished so much. And that kind of became the focus of what I want to talk about today for you guys. I want to talk about really, like, for those of you that you've probably been, you know, you're into the new year 2 months in, right? You've probably set some goals at the beginning of this year and maybe you still have hope for these goals, but maybe you're not quite getting the momentum you want. Maybe you're not quite seeing the traction that you've been wanting to see yet. Or maybe you start off pretty well, but you're just, you know, those little areas of doubt starting to creep in. And I want to address that. I want to talk about how to get your goals without going crazy, right? Because what happens is that everybody has these massive goals at the beginning of the year. They start going through, they have some momentum at the beginning of the year. They kind of cool off a little bit and they think, well, I've got time. Ooh, I'm going to have to play catch up. And then pretty soon you get to the end of the year, like, it's impossible. How am I ever going to make this happen? And I want to address that right now because, you know, there's some massive things I've seen happen in my life that doesn't require you to have to go crazy, have to work hard all year long. Well, I mean, you can definitely work well, you can work right and work productively all year long, but you don't have to work hard. And so I want to address that and talk about how you can really start to accomplish more with the goals that you have. And, you know, I want to start with a story. This is one that I just recalled today. You know, I was reading a story on Facebook and it sparked a memory. You ever have that happen where all of a sudden a life lesson comes back? You think, oh my goodness, I need to teach this. People don't know about this. So this is something I've never taught before, even publicly or to even my own clients. And so once upon a time, this is roughly about it's probably about 13 years ago. So 13 years ago, I was asked by my church to head up the Cub Scout program, specifically with those that are 10-year-olds, the wee belows, right? And so I got a bunch of these 10-year-old boys, and they asked me to do that. And I kind of laughed. They said, hey, well, you know, have you done Scouts before? And I said, no. I never did Scouts as a kid, never as an adult. In fact, I thought Cub Scouts were kind of weird. You know, they're like the nerdy kids that walked around in uniforms at school. So I thought, no, I've never done Cub Scouts. And so I thought it was ironic that they would ask me to teach them. They said, well, we think you're the right guy for the job. We'd love to have you help with this kind of volunteer service. So I said, all right, you know, what the heck? And they said, like, hey, it's actually really fun, good group of boys, you'll love it. And then what happens is, it's interesting because I get, you know, the old scout leader, and she says, okay, well, here's all the books. It took me a while to get a hold of her. She's like, here's the books that you need, the training manuals. And I saw it looked pretty overwhelming. And she said, yeah, good luck. It's a really hard responsibility to have. It's not easy. It's very difficult to help these boys get their Weebelows badge or even their Arrow of Light, which is the ultimate goal you help them achieve. And I said, all right, I'll do my best. And the great thing is I was blessed with a kind of Forrest Gump ignorance. So I just didn't know what to do. And so I thought, well, what do I do? I was given no instructions. I was just told, here's the book. Here's the things they need to achieve. You know, go do it. So I did. I went through the book. I said, well, what looks fun? Okay, well, let's do this. Here, we'll start with the PE one, you know, the physical activity one, the fitness one. It was in August. It was pretty hot. You know, school is just about to start back in session. So I thought, well, we'll get them outside. It's only like, you know, 85, 90 degrees. Well, at least get them to do some of these activities. They're 10-year-olds. They're fun. Make sure to keep, you know, give them some good water or something. And so I said, okay, kids, boys, we're actually going out for a run. We're going to do some of these activities. So I wore them out. You know, I had them do all kinds of things, push-ups, sit-ups. I think we even found pull-ups was part of that and things like that. And I had them run, you know, run distances and time them. And then you're supposed to wait 30 days and then do it again. So I had them do that. And they had tons of fun. I said, well, that's cool. Well, hey, look at this. Here's athlete. Well, this one deals with sports. A lot of them are starting sports or in sports. Let's do this and do a little of that. So it kind of ties in. So we did that too. And so I just kind of did these things. I just knocked them out one by one. And as I did that, I started to see patterns. I'm like, oh, well, look at this. Like some of these things kind of tie together. You know, here's an engineer one, but there's a scientist one, huh? Or here's one with citizen. And there's another one that deals with communication. I could probably tie those together. And I started to see little patterns. I'm like, huh, these kind of look similar. Hey, we just did this a few months ago. Hey, that we could check that one off the list. And so just one by one, I went through them. And the thing that's amazing is that parents are coming to me saying, oh my goodness, how are you doing this? Like, this is incredible. Like, they're doing more than they've ever done. And you know, some of them were getting their Arrow of Light early, or could have gotten it early. So I just started having them, as I said, okay, well, the goal is we're going to just do all 20 this year. And so even though you don't have to do all 20 to get your Arrow of Light, you have to do about 13, 14, give or take, depending on what you accomplish. I was like, oh, I'll just do all 20. If I do all 20, if I meet with them almost every week, well, hey, that's only like one every 2 weeks. That's not so bad, right? And that was my goal. I was like, hey, just two a month. If I can just do two a month, that's great. And so I would do it. And people were amazed. They're like, wow, did you do Scouts before? Nope, never. Wow, how are you doing this? I'm just doing it. And that was kind of the cool part is that, you know, I actually ended up being that responsibility for 3 years, moved, and then I went to another place. They didn't know about me, but they said, hey, you know what? We feel like we should give you this responsibility of Weebelows again. I said, great, would love to. And by that point, I kind of had the hang of it. I said, here's exactly what we need to do. And the same pattern happened again. I would get them all their Arrow of Light. And it was like, hey, as long as they showed up at least 2/3 to 3/4 of the time, they would get it. You know, it wasn't too bad. And so I want to tie this in with business, with your own personal goals, with all the things that you're trying to accomplish. Really, there's a big lesson here because it didn't require a lot of work for me. It did require consistency and it required clarity. So let's start with number one. Number one is clarity. You've got to know what you want to accomplish. You know, clarity creates confidence. The more clear you are on something, the more confident you become. And so how can you become more clear on something? See, I was just clear. I said, well, I don't know what to do, but I have a book. I'll just go through the book and just knock these out one by one. I was clear that I wanted to get to that Arrow of Light. I saw what the requirements were. There was a little checklist and things like that. Some of the boys had fallen behind, so I said, well, let's just do the stuff that you haven't done. And hey, some of these boys need the same thing, so let's just do them all. So I was very clear. I said, all right, we're going to aim for this arrow of light. That's our goal. You know, and with that, you know, I'm going to just do it step by step. I don't know how to accomplish it all in the time we're given, but, you know, maybe I can make this easier. Maybe there's some shortcuts. And that's what leads to the other thing, too, is number two, don't listen to mediocre people. Don't listen to people that said, oh, I've tried to do that and it didn't work. You know, even if I would have listened to that, the previous leader that told me that, I probably would have never done it. I was like, ooh, this is going to be hard. But I just said, I don't know what's so hard about it. And that was the blessings of ignorance. I didn't ever go through the program myself. I wasn't experienced with the program. I said, all right, I'm just going to do whatever the book tells me to. It's kind of like Forrest Gump. You know, when the drill sergeant asked him, it's like, what are you here to do? To do whatever you tell me to do, sir? Dang it, Gump, you're a genius. That's kind of what it was like, right? I just did whatever the book told me to do. And that was it. It was very easy. And so don't listen to mediocre people or people that have never done it before. You know, don't do that. Find people. Find mentors that have done it. People that have that kind of experience. You know, that's why I love when people come to me. They say, okay, Chris, like, you know, I've got this, you know, I'm doing okay in business, but I've got this debt hole I got to get out of. Or Chris, like, I'm kind of plateauing right now. And I feel like I've got this money, but it's not being put to use, right? Like, I could do much more with it. What can I do with this? It's like, cool, well, let's talk. And then I look at it, I'm like, oh my gosh, your situation is so easy. It's so simple. And they're like, really? Yes. Why can't I see it? I don't know. It's just my perspective. I see these things. That's why you hire me. That's my gift. I can see things that are there. And that kind of goes along with this third thing, which is that focus. You know, focusing on one thing at a time. Don't just focus on, you know, on the whole thing, like trying to accomplish everything at once. It's like, okay, let's just look at one thing at a time and accomplish it. Just like when I give my clients action items, I'm like, okay, here's just a few things to focus on right now. Now, I'll tell you, here's the secret. In my mind, when I'm working with my clients, I actually see like dozens of action items. Like I see so much to do. And a lot of them will hear me like, oh my goodness, there's so much things we could do. So many things we could do here. Oh my goodness. Wow. They're like, really? I'm like, yep. Hardest thing is just picking which ones and just focusing on those. And so I tell them like, here's just three or four things to work on right now. They're like, that's it. I'm like, that's it for now, but focus on that. And that leads to this fourth point. So number one was clarity, because clarity creates confidence. Two, don't listen to mediocre people or people who haven't done it. And then three is focus. You know, focus on even if it's one at a time. But then four is group-like goals. Group goals together or accomplish things that have the greatest impact. Sometimes there's a cause and effect to the things that we do. So, for example, I'll see a lot of things going on in a client situation. You know, for example, just the other day I said, oh, wow, there's so much to do here, so many things we can do. And like I said, we could do stuff with your investments. You know, you've got these old IRAs and 401ks we could do stuff with and make cash flow from that. Hey, you've got this debt, you've got this and this and this. And a lot of times I'll go through these, all these different ideas, but then I'll group them together. I'm like, okay, here's some of the first steps, which this also helps create more clarity and more confidence too. Here's some of your first steps. Do these things. Well, that's it. Yep. Do these things and it'll create kind of this snowball effect of what leads up to our next action items. So do these things first. And, you know, so like one of my clients, I said, hey, okay, here's what we're going to do. Here's the loans we want to pay off. We could definitely put some, they're like, well, we want to put some extra money towards a loan. What should we do? I said, none of it. We're going to put extra money towards your savings. Chris, that seems crazy. Yeah, it seems crazy. You're right. But this is going to be right. And you're going to put it towards savings. And here's what we're going to do. Instead, we're going to do a refinance. And we're going to use that to pay it off. And we're going to use the savings now to actually help increase confidence of the banks in you, because now you've got some savings, you've got some money that's there that can back you up in case you default on a loan. That's what the bank wants to see. They don't care about, they do care about your credit, but they really care about, do you have savings? Do you have enough in case you can't make a payment because something happens unexpected? So I'm like, we're going to do that first. So even though you want to pay down a credit card, we're not going to do it right now. We're going to work on building up savings, doing a refinance, paying off all these loans. It won't take any money out of your pocket and you'll free up $2,200 or $2,300 a month. And they're like, whoa. I'm like, yep, that's it. So you got to group them together. Even when I do business goals, same thing. It's like, hey, what can I do right now that can help accomplish other goals? So if your big objective is marketing, it's like, okay, what are some of those first steps? Ooh, well, hey, right now, let's at least do some marketing on Facebook. But right now, in the meantime, I'm also going to be working on my website and updating that. Or like here recently, like just last week, I did a photo shoot. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm doing a photo shoot right now. That's going to go on my new website. That's going to be updated eventually, but it's going to go and help build my brand step by step. You know, everybody wants to do everything all at once. It becomes overwhelming and they do nothing. But if you can do it one at a time, then it becomes possible. So that's the secret. Can you do one thing at a time? How can you work on this? How can you focus? And how can you start doing things where you can group them together? So just like when I had those different awards, I'm like, oh, fitness and athlete go together. Let's just knock them both out at once. Because if you look at the overlap, they actually can create the same things at the same time. So those kind of things, you know, how can we group things together and make it easier, more efficient? And that's where it becomes fun. It becomes almost like a game. And that's really the big thing here. If you look at the overall theme, when you're trying to go for goals, have fun. Stop taking it so dang serious. Stop saying, oh, I'm not getting it. I can't accomplish this. Or what's going on? I'm not doing this. And my life stinks. And my business is not doing what I wanted to. And everybody else do it better than me. Blah, blah, blah. Wah. No. Like, shut it. Like, first off, every entrepreneur feels like you. Every entrepreneur feels like they're not doing enough because that's the kind of the MO, kind of the motive behind an entrepreneur. They always want things to be better. They want to be good stewards. They want to improve and grow. They want control of their destiny. Yes, that's true. But guess what? There's lots of entrepreneurs struggling like you. Lots of people, even people that look like they're successful are even struggling. I've been that person before. I've been the person where people say, boy, I wish I was successful like you. And I'm thinking, hey, I have struggles just like you too. That's the thing. We all have struggles. We all have challenges. We all have big goals and dreams. That's why we are doing what we do. This is why I don't do this show for mediocre people, for people that just want to live an average life and just survive. This show is not about survival. It's about thrival. It's about how do you create more? How do you do things bigger and better than you've done before? And it doesn't mean you have to become a billionaire to do it either, dang it. Like, you don't have to do that. It's about who you are, living the fullest life, to live a happy and fruitful life. And that's what I really want to inspire for you guys, is how can we truly create that? And so if you want to start accomplishing your goals and not go crazy, have fun. Really just, you know, have clarity. Focus on your goals. Don't listen to mediocre people or people who haven't done it before. Listen to those that have. Let them guide you and direct you and inspire you. You know, group your goals together and try to make the biggest impact possible. That's the key. Those four things right there. Focus on that. Focus, you know, get re-energized about your goals again because they are worth it. Go for them. Make sure that they're true to you, that they're what you want, not what other people want. Now, everybody, thank you so much for joining me this week. Join us again next week. Share this with your friends and family. Make a mastermind group out of this. Share this. Make it a part of your discussion so you guys can elevate yourselves together. This is Chris Miles signing off. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful and prosperous week.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on the Chris Miles Money Show.